let's just do this. It's the news. According to me. Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, trash day. Here at the homestead. February 12th, 8:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, and I am cold. It's cold here, and it's going to snow so soon. I don't think we're going to get as much as they're saying. I was looking at the weather. They're it's going to get bad. Of course, the only time that the weathermen have to like make a splash on the news to be a, because they're wrong, you know, 80% of the time. They have this opportunity to be there. The weather's a big deal now. You have to look at me. Look at me, everyone. Oh, the weather. Look at the weather. Look at me. Doing the weather. Well, it's going to be a big storm. Big storm coming. And it's never as big as they say. Or else they just miss it. They go, well, there's going to be some snow today. And the next thing you know, it's you're buried in 3 feet of snow. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, we have chance of some snow today, I guess. The Chicago area is supposed to get hit pretty hard. They're claiming that now they're already starting to pass it off like it might not be as bad. But even 3 or 4 inches is, you know, may not be a foot, but it can get dangerous and hazardous and all those things that we call. There's actually a channel. I found a YouTube channel the other day because there was a storm that moved through just south of here. Of course, that YouTube channel was talking about this big storm is coming. A week prior to it, he was, you know, talking about this big storm coming through and a big like low pressure. He was pretty good at forecasting, actually, the whole thing. And it's a YouTube channel where he does a show every couple of days, unless there's a major storm coming. He does like 4 or 5 a day, keep track of the storm. But he actually was talking about this particular storm again. I didn't actually watch the show because, you know, it's just talking about the weather. It's, you know, how exciting can that be? You know, unless it's raining money, that would be like gold bars. Gold bar storm coming through. Oh, let's pay attention to that one. It'd be kind of hurt if you're outside anyway. that's the biggest concern. So we have, I don't know if you ever had a gold bar drop on your head. It's kind of happens to me all the time. They fall out of the sky, hit me in the head. That's why I get all these lumps. I don't remember though. When I wake up, it's already gone and I'm pretty sure that's what happens. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. Oh, goodness. I've got tomorrow. There will be a show tomorrow morning. It'll be a really early show tomorrow morning. much, much earlier, hopefully, than today, if everything works out well. It's 8:37, by the way. Wednesday, February 12th, 8:37 a.m. And we're halfway through the week. We're almost, halfway through the month now, almost, which is good. It's kind of a short month. Oh my goodness! I've got a lot of things. I hope my dog's doing okay. I've got the dogs upstairs. Did not put him in the crate today. We're just gonna hope and pray that he behaves himself. Usually he'll lay down and kind of sleep a little bit, not do too much. So that's what we're hoping for today. We're hoping for good things. Otherwise, he goes in the crate, then he makes all kinds of noise. But we'll see what happens here. At the moment, I'm looking on the camera here. I don't see him. So he's probably off chewing something or doing something. He's probably laying on the sofa, actually. I don't know what he's doing. So we'll figure that out later. So in the meantime, I got a few things I want to talk about. There's some things I didn't talk about yesterday that I kind of wanted to talk about today. This is courtesy of the Liberal Hive Mind. It's what the guy's channel is called, Liberal Hive Mind. I watch. He was putting out about 2 or 3 videos a day. Now he's been putting out like 4 or 5 a day. He's really upped his game and committed to doing a lot more videos, and they're all pretty good stuff. He goes over. He basically talks about it. His slogan is "Welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind." Talks about the abundant hypocrisy on the left, and that's kind of what he does. Now he doesn't. I've never heard him. Never once heard him talk about what's in my cup. I have my chai, which is a blend of Big Train and the not so popular Pacific Island chai, which is okay. And in my backup cup, I have Joe's Peach Tea, which is Pretty good stuff. I guess I should have got something on my cup there. What's that about? Oh, I got something on there. Okay. Keep that cleaned off. I should have washed that. So I've got peach tea here as a backup, which is always good. It's not the best peach tea in the world, but it's good. It's okay. It's got that artificial flavoring in it, which is okay. But it's not my favorite. In the meantime, I have a couple things I want to talk about. One of the things is this whole thing with the news. Now I guess Elon Musk was in the Oval Office yesterday and was kind of, I think he might have been answering some questions or talking, at least talking to a reporter of some kind, going over how, you know, this Donald Trump ran on all these things that he's doing, on cutting waste and cutting spending and all this stuff and cleaning things up. And people overwhelmingly voted for the guy. And that's, you know, that's what they voted for. And he's fulfilled. Like he said, people are used to having politicians that promise things and run on things, and then when they get there, they don't do anything. They don't fulfill any of that stuff. I think people are very frustrated with that. We have what else was I going to look for? I was going to look for this other thing. One of the things that I want to talk about a little bit is that this is what's the guy's name? It's the panel on CNN. They've got this one guy. I can't really think of his name. He's Jenkins. Is it Jenkins? Scott Jenkins? Whatever his name is. He nails it. Sometimes he just hits it out of the park with these people. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is this social media issue. We've got this stuff going on social media, and it is absolutely it's a joke. This is all stuff from Code Blue, MoveOn.org, the Tides Foundation, all these things that are sponsored by George Soros, and of course all the other things that come from formerly coming from USAID. This is great. This is somebody that I know just posted this. Governor Tim Walz. This is a repost from Governor Tim Walz. Trump is attempting to cut funding for research to fight cancer, Alzheimer's, and infectious diseases. As the home of the Mayo Clinic, we know that medical research saves lives. Minnesota Republicans should stand up for the health and well-being of our state and our future. There's a reason for this. If you look into this, you will find that this is absolutely false. This is not what's happening. There's one of the problems that we have in the medical world is this is all social media has become this. It's a copy and paste thing now. It's been going on quite a bit. This is just one example of the whole thing. Now we've got the organizations that are coming up with these memes, this stuff, and of course it gets out there on the left, and they just start reposting everything. They never check into this stuff. They never look into it. There is a huge amount of waste in funding research programs. It is sometimes they throw money, and this is money that's funneled out there to what is this Farsight thing? That's funny. There's a huge amount of research that things get funded for research projects. A lot of it goes to universities, and a huge percentage of that does not go into research. A huge percentage of it gets funneled off into the professor's salaries, into the workings of the university itself. There are research companies that do nothing but that. They just do research, this kind of stuff. Strangely how they never find anything. It's amazing how they spend all this money, they do all this research, and they very rarely come up with anything. And you wonder why that is. Well, billions of dollars get poured into this stuff. And there's more things come out of actual hospitals and doctors that do clinical trials and research in clinical trials, that there are more things that come out there than ever come out in the billions of dollars that are spent on university research labs and that kind of thing. What ends up happening is one of them will come up, they'll get themselves on the board, so to speak, by coming up with some kind of a breakthrough. And from that point on, they will always get funding. That funding then gets channeled back to especially leftist organizations, typically. 80% of them are channeled back to through leftist organizations and funding and that kind of thing. Continue to go on from there. And it's a money laundering scheme is what it amounts to. You might have, some university might be given a grant for $1 billion or whatever it is, $100 million to research a cancer, a certain kind of, say it's a certain kind of cancer. They will have the students do the work. And of course, what is it costing them to do that? It's the labor is pretty cheap. These students are paying to go to college to get, and they're doing the work, getting college credit for doing this research. It is a racket beyond rackets. It's a ridiculous thing. So whenever there's this kind of cleanup of this kind of an operation, we're cutting funding to this kind of research for Alzheimer's and all this stuff. That's not what's happening here. It's more of a redirection of funding for that. Now, Donald Trump's father, I believe, passed away from Alzheimer's. It's not like he's going to be disconnected from that. If you know anything about Donald Trump, he said it over and over again. He doesn't like seeing people be sick. He doesn't like sickness. He doesn't like to see people dying. He wants to keep people alive and have a healthy, happy life. That is his core. That's what he wants to see. He doesn't want to see, I just want to go out there and kill Americans. We're going to take away all their medical research. Because I'm a grumpy old man and I hate people. That's not the way this guy is. He literally has the heart of a humanitarian. And it's not phony. It's not fake. He has actually put up his money. I guarantee you, Donald Trump alone has probably funded more charity than the entire Congress, current Congress combined. I would almost bet money on that. I wonder how much money Nancy Pelosi, with all of her millions now that she's made on insider trading, I wonder how much of that has she donated to actual charity, not political organizations, charity events, charity things that are actual charity. Taking care of homeless, taking care of orphanages and feeding people. It'd be interesting to look into that, because I know that most of the people in Congress and the left give very little. I think Barack Obama, in his first year in office, I think he gave it personally. He personally gave $700 or $900, whatever it was, some ridiculously small amount of money in charity. Joe Biden, same thing with Joe Biden. He'd given like his charitable donations deductions were like $900 or $1,200, some ridiculous amount of money. And I mean ridiculous by saying it's peanuts. He probably buys coffee from a street vendor and calls that charity. He keeps the receipt. These people are so generous with other people's money. That's really what they want to be. That's not at all what's been intended here. Now, this all this stuff about the U.S. sending foreign aid to helping other countries and developing countries and being able to send, we need to have our money sent over there. Our country needs to do that because it's benevolent. How dare you call yourself a Christian if you're not if you're against the government cutting off funding for all these? No, I'm not for cutting off funding to starving nations or developing nations. Let's not do that. But let's change how we're doing it. I want to send money personally to help people as an individual, person to person. What I don't like is when the government comes in and takes my money and then decides who they're going to be charitable to. What kind of nation they're going to build, all the things they're going to call, charitableness, this funding, this foreign aid that we're giving to whatever. But they come in and take my money and then do that with, I'd rather just send it directly to them. Thank you very much. In fact, I would have enough money, if they wouldn't take it all from me, I'd have enough money to actually go and visit there and actually help them and provide them with things in person. And they'd probably still get more out of that than they would if I just give it to the government to give to them, because 10% of it makes it to somebody who actually needs it. It's not our government's job to take care of the world. It is the government's job to free us up to protect our rights to do so. Our churches should be the safety net of our community. I always talk about the safety net. That's the job of the church. And the more the government has taken that job away from the church, or that I should say the church has abdicated that responsibility to the government and placed it on the government's shoulders to do so and actually preached from the pulpit, the government needs to get control, the government needs to. It's the job of the church. But the church has this machine, this show that it has to put on every week in order to keep generating money so that the budget is paid for, so that the building can be paid for, this $1 million building, or nowadays it's $3 or $4 million building. So their budget is like $15,000, $20,000 a week. They have to keep piping the people in, piping them out, squeezing them for money, have an emotional experience, get their money, require them to give certain situations. So it's just, it has become a drive-through experience, like a fast food experience. The music is good, the sound is good. The word was inspiring. It's a feel-good, life-applicable message, encouraging message. You know, sometimes I need to be smacked in the head a little bit. I need to run, headlong into somebody's truth. That's what people need sometimes. Not to be coddled in our sin and thought, you're just accepted the way you are. God doesn't want you to change at all. There's nothing about that, It's true. You are accepted the way you are. When you become a disciple, it's the very root word of discipline. You will live a disciplined life. It's a big difference there. You become a follower. And as you lead, you become a follower. It's a never-ending thing. So anyway, I digress. We have this, all this stuff that we want to talk about, and the left's reaction to some things is just absolutely ridiculous and crazy. What am I looking at here? What happened to the video I had? Oh, there it is. Yeah, so I wanted to talk a little about this social thing. I'm sure I'm just going to go down through my feed here with just a few things, and here we go. We've got people who are confronting some of the people who are saying so much going on in the world, and now I'm focusing on Frank Gary Fowler's digging. Yeah, that's just that. What do you got there? Israel following. I'm sure I won't go too far here. I'm sure. Oh, my niece and her new husband are in France, I guess. That's great. Oui, oui. Now, what is the color? What color is the green grounding screw? It's green. let's see. There's got to be something here that's... What is that? There's kind of an unidentified flying object there. I'm sure I'm going to find one here. I'm just going to scroll a little faster. I shouldn't be reading these. I should be looking for something. The one that I want to find here, which is I'm pretty sure is here somewhere, is one called the DEI thing. Let's talk about DEI here just a little bit. Where to go? Wow, this is some interesting stuff. What, this guy, that's an old picture. I have to see what that, that's not what it's, let's see here. I just can't find one right now. I know that there was one here. It's this whole thing of, from now on, we want you to, instead of, I want to read this thing the way they actually put it out, because it's, you know what, I know where it's at. It's, yeah, I'm just gonna search for it, because I know where it can find it. It's DEI. Yeah, I'll just put in somebody's name that I know. Let's do this. Let's go there. Yeah, let's go here. Let's go look at this person's feed, because I know they just posted one recently. Oh, this person. It just amazes me that people like this get online, post things that they know nothing about. They just repost stuff, and they actually have no, and they think that they're such social justice warriors, that they think they're just so on top of this and so politically active and so right. And this is what really disgusts me, mostly about this stuff. Here's one. We'll get into that one later. Actually, I think I already talked about that one. What is that one? Here's one, for example. Congratulations to Trump on, this is a repost of a meme. Congratulations to Trump on securing a $1.3 billion border security deal from Canada, which was already negotiated in December on 2024. This is a prime example of what people will post this kind of stuff. Okay, so it was already proposed, it was already secured, already agreed upon, negotiated in December of 2024. That was after the election, by the way. They don't think about these kinds of things. This kind of stuff was negotiated after the election. Not, you know, this would not have been negotiated had it not been for, here we go. 1933 Germany. In Atlanta, immigration agents arrested a Honduran man outside the church he helped plant. Is it an isolated case or to start a trend? This is the kind of stuff. In Atlanta, immigration agents arrested a Honduran man outside the church he helped plant. Is it an isolated case or to start a trend? He was here legally, all this stuff goes on and on. And of course, the whole thing is a story that is based on what? Is it actually based on facts? This is, again, I heard somebody else the other day say they had rounded up 137 people, and this one guy was he's a military. He had served in our military and all this stuff, and went on and on. They held him captive for 24 hours or whatever it was. They kidnapped the man and held him captive. And it's one of those things where they say this kind of stuff, and they repost the story, and then later on you find out this wasn't true. The whole thing was, you know, they go on this rant about it, like, really, like, oh, this is a terrible thing, blah, 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 this is happening all over the place. And then when that's found out that it's not true, they don't come back with anything. They don't say, hey, I was sorry about this story. Apparently I was wrong. I apologize. They don't do that. They just move on to the next one. Let's see. Inexplicable as families grieves. Trump should be, okay, yeah, whatever. Okay, here we go. There's another one there. That's another story that's, again, who knows where this information comes from. Trump falsely says that immigrants coming. Oh, here, too little, too late. My word. I wish I could find this one DEI one. This was a while back. No, this was now I'm way back there. Okay, I'm gonna look for another one. What's her name? Where's her, yeah, here, this one I know. I know this person did just recently, so this should be easier to find. Oh, my word. That's disgusting. Okay, some of these people with their channels and their, they say, let's see here. We go on here. Oh, this is all about the game. Here we go. All right, we're getting there now. What do we have? Here it is. This is the perfect one. This is easy to read. If you oppose DEI, you should have to use the full phrase instead of the letters. Be brave and say, I oppose diversity, equity, and inclusion. Okay, so if I oppose it, I have to say it all. That's what she's, first of all, that's what you call fascism 101 right there. That's what you call that. Because if I oppose it, you're telling me if I oppose DEI, now I have to say it out loud. I oppose diversity, equity, and inclusion. I oppose that's just it. I don't oppose a workplace being diverse. I don't oppose a workplace being inclusive. I don't oppose it being having equity. Equity is a touchy subject right there. That's a touchy word on that one. Because what are we talking about when we talk? Now, equality is one thing. I oppose diversity, equality, and inclusion. I don't oppose any of those things. But I don't think a person should be hired based on their race, color, or creed. I don't think they should be given a wage based on their race, color, or creed. Or a job position based on their race, color, or creed. Period. White, black, brown, whatever they are. No matter what color, no matter what religion they are. If they're able to do the job, they're qualified, and they're experienced, then by all means, put them in the job. But don't hire them because of their race, color, or creed. Well, we don't have enough Muslims in our job, in our workforce here, so we need to go out and find a Muslim to put in this work. We don't have enough Christians here, so let's put a Christian. They would never do that. We don't have enough white men here. I think there was a guy recently, a black man, on the Bill Maher show, actually. Actually said, DEI works great until it doesn't. And then he went into this whole thing about how, try applying DEI to the NBA or the NFL or the NHL. You know, there's just not enough white men. But you don't see that being imposed. You don't see jockeys. Well, we don't have enough horse jockeys over 5 foot tall. We need to get some six foot ten jockeys in there. They're discriminating based on height. How does that work out for you? See, it just doesn't apply everywhere. There has to be specific, sometimes there's specific things for specific people, for specific jobs. I'll get my face working here soon, sometime before I go to bed tonight. This is the kind of thing that we face every day. Now, I'm tempted to just post back and say, no, I'm not opposed to diversity, equality, not equity. Equity means everybody gets the same outcome. I bet she wouldn't like that. I bet if everybody on her floor, I think this lady's a nurse. If she were the charge nurse, if she were the taking more responsibility on her floor, and everybody on her floor, no matter how hard they worked, no matter how many patients they had that night, no matter what they were doing, they all got the same wage. How would she feel about that? Okay, you worked twice as hard. You had twice as many patients. You took on more responsibilities. And somebody else who was just there behind the desk all night long, who just answered the phone. And there was the phone wasn't ringing. That person got just paid just as much as you did. And by the way, you're not going to get paid as much because of the budget. You know, there's only so much money that go around. So you're not going to make as much as somebody down the street in another hospital that, you know, bases their pay on the responsibility and the job you do. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of doctors that are going to come in and feel the same way as well. Some surgeon comes in there and says, oh yeah, I'm going to make $34 an hour. After spending, you know, $250,000 or more in medical school, whatever they pay. I don't know what they pay now anymore. And you got the same thing going on, you know. It's in the, then, of course, then you got who wants to have a surgeon that gets $34 an hour? Who wants to sign up for that deal? So I just they're putting you under, you know, they put the gas on you, the gas mask on you. They're getting ready to put you under for surgery, and your doctor steps up and says, "I just want you to know, I was hired because I'm fill in the blank." Just it makes me feel so good to know that my doctor is, that they hired my doctor because he was, you know, whatever, he or she or they, whatever they are. This makes me feel so much better about this surgery. It's not the most qualified, not the person who's done the most surgeries, not the person who's most qualified, but just to know that it's very diverse. Glad I can be a part of that. When you're getting on an airplane, you look up front. And you wonder, that person hired because, I've worked in that situation. I've seen merit get thrown out the window. People with vast experience get passed over for jobs because they were the wrong color. They didn't fit the profile. You think that's fair. You think that's right. That's equity. They think that's equity. By the way, they base pay on seniority and time in service. Not everybody makes the same amount of wages. but anyway, so this is the way it goes on. Bonus points if you admit which part of that you don't like. Making it an acronym transforms it into a thought-terminating cliche. From now on, be proud of your opinions, but be specific. Let everyone know if it's diversity you don't like, or if it's equity, or if it's... It doesn't go any further. Inclusion, I'm assuming. So this whole thing is based on a presumption that you're a racist, that you're a bigot. That's not the case at all, but that's what they would have you to believe. And it puts you in that position of, well, first of all, let's redefine what you're saying here, because what you're saying is absolutely, it's an assumption. But what I don't like is having people hired based on their color. Now, there's a really good video. I listened to it this morning. I'm not going to – I might pull it up here yet before the show's over. I'll probably pull it up tomorrow morning. This lady talks about how every job, every institution she's worked for, she's been the lowest paid person on the staff. And she has a master – like two masters and a doctor or whatever she's got. She went out, rattled on about this, all this stuff. Of course, she's a black woman, and she went on this whole thing. And then then she claims that the only reason she got the job is because of DEI. And, of course, everybody's looking at her like, well, congratulations to you. And she even worked at the White House under the Obama administration. And of course, they confronted her on that. And so what are you getting at? Maybe the problem isn't DEI. And the system, maybe the problem's you. Maybe you were getting paid what you were worth. Maybe you start off on the low end and just because everybody else is making more money than you have. Maybe they've been there long. Everybody did. When you first get hired, pretty much everybody else has been there longer than you, which is why you start off the lowest paid on the staff. You can't jump in. Well, look at me, but I have more education. Education is squat. Education might get you the job. It doesn't get you the wage. It gets you your start. It gets you a foundation. It says, okay, you've done some discipline in your, which again, probably DEI played a part in her getting her university that she got into. And probably even, and folks, I know some people who have gone through studies. We had a person in our home church for a little while who was doing all this studying and bless their heart. They had no wisdom whatsoever, none at all. Made very, very poor life decisions. All of it based on this idea that, well, now that I've got this education, I deserve all this, and I have this, I have my master's. She had her master's, or she had just gotten her master's, I think. And she was supposedly, and I don't know what it was in, Certainly wasn't in basic life management. But somehow, all of a sudden, was entitled to everything. Entitled to, I don't know. You know, congratulations! It's a huge deal to achieve that kind of academic discipline. It's great, but you've got to start somewhere. My wife has her master's; she has her doctorate. She got her degree when she was a young lady, right before we got married. She worked on her master's and her doctorate later on in life. She worked 20 years as a surgical nurse. You don't just jump into this stuff. And of course, she moved into a position and worked on her education and worked her way up and continued to kind of, I call it, claw your way up. Now she got help from her employer in continuing education programs, which is helpful financially. But she put in the discipline to get it done. Working full time, by the way, while she was doing it. So it's just, but she doesn't have an entitled mentality. She has years of experience behind her leadership qualities and capabilities and qualifications. You don't get there overnight. And this has been, nearly 40 years she's been going through this. So there you go. There you have it. And she's still only 29 years old, which is just amazing to me. How she did all that. We have let's talk about this thing here. This is the Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings is what the guy's name is. It's funny how that stuff. I know Peter Jennings was a guy that was on. This is Scott Jennings. He's on. And this is courtesy of Liberal Hive Mind. So hopefully I can play this whole thing without. Not sure how far it goes before he starts talking again. I'll try not to. Looks like it's about a minute. Then he starts to comment. I'll try to cut it off when he starts to comment in there, but I appreciate his allowing me to play this on the podcast here. Let's see if it'll play. I'm getting a spinning circle now. That's always annoying. There it goes.
What is currently the dumbest strategy in politics, which is Democrats taking the 20% side of every 80-20 issue in America. USAID, people want this pared down. They want it streamlined. They want to know where the money is going. Democrats have a meltdown. Today, Donald Trump signs executive order on keeping boys out of girls' sports. Democrats take the 20 side of that issue as well. All these issues, this is like Trump's superpower, finding a bunch of 80-20 issues, getting on the 80, and everybody who's sort of reflexively against him gets on the 20. And now the Democratic Party has like a 31% approval rating. This is why.
I don't know.
And like I...
There you go. He nailed it right between the eyes. That's exactly where they are. And it's almost as if Trump is playing them like the fiddle on some of this stuff. He's just saying, okay, this is what American people want. This is what the polls say. And he just goes ahead and does it. One of the most recent executive orders. Here's
a boutique kind of a proposition. You're going to lose the argument. And then we have done
that's
that.
Fetterman.
John Fetterman.
It's the same thing. At least he's awake enough now that he's recognizing what's going on. And it's pretty amazing to me that Fetterman, of all people, has come out of this whole thing less than a vegetable. There's more here. This guy, Cory Booker. He's also on here. There's a lot of interviews on here that are pretty interesting. In fact, let's go back to this, this top of this whole thing with Cory Booker, because it's, I think this is very, very telling. Let's play this.
Reaching conclusions about every person who claims to be a Democrat in America is, to me, absurd. The reality is I work in a caucus of 47 people who have been standing up and fighting for the Americans in their state, as best as they can. when they stand up and say hiring processes should be inclusive of women and minorities who often don't get an opportunity to apply for the jobs because the search parameters are so narrow and so small, that we should look at ways of searching our college campuses for better talent, making sure that we have diverse teams. Why?
They can't even apply. He says they can't even apply because the search, that's not true at all.
Because everybody from the Harvard Business School
to
some of our biggest consultants have shown that diverse teams are more successful at delivering missions.
Excuse me, some of the
diverse teams are more successful in building missions. Really? Is that what we're going to say now? Now this is, who is this lady? DC rally supporting USAID, AID, and foreign assistance. Listen to what they say here about your
pundits say, oh, don't make a stake on foreign aid. That's not the way for Democrats to come back. Foreign aid isn't popular with the public. They don't know how much we spend on it. Well, I say to that bull, that is where we have to make a stand. Because that is, without that, we have no country. We are not secure. We cannot protect democracy. And we've got to let the public know.
So without foreign aid, we don't have a country. We don't have a democracy. Without foreign aid. But what world did she grow up in? Where do they? I hope you never paid for any of your education because you got ripped off. Just put it that way. Here's a CNN poll. A favorable view of the Democrat Party is 31%. Unfavorable view of the Democrat Party is 57% of Americans have an unfavorable view of the Democrat Party. A favorable view of 31%. Let's see what they
begin asking the question, and it's not an outlier. A recent CNN poll found a 33-year low favorable rating with the Democratic Party. Why is your party so staggeringly unpopular with the public?
Well, interesting that Jake Tapper would say, is it Jake Tapper? What is this guy's name? It's not Tapper. I can't think of his name. Why is your party so unpopular? Well, excuse me. What is your party, sir? All the way up to the election, it was we. You're including yourself in this. You're a Democrat, dude. Okay, just go ahead and admit it. What's so unpopular about our party? Why don't you just say it that way? Can't say it that way.
Jake, you know me. I'm a Virginian. I know one
Tim
state
Kaine.
Well, and not so well the other 49. I
believe Tim Kaine was the vice presidential candidate running with Hillary Clinton, if I remember correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong on that one, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
Won my reelection by a sizable margin against Donald Trump's hand-picked Republican opponent. And I'll tell you how we've done it.
Money.
We focus on the economy. This is what we do in Virginia, and I think sometimes national Democrats don't. We focus on competent government and running the economy in a great way that focuses on innovation and advancing.
I mean, it's total, utter delusion.
Yeah, okay, so that's what he's doing there now. Amazing to me that he gets that they get away with this kind of corny stuff. All right, so let me tell you, that's what I wanted to present to you guys today. So this is kind of thing that we're up against. And social media is being plastered with all kinds of memes. I'm just seeing all kinds of different things every day. And same people, same stuff, and they all push the same thing. And I'll tell you, it's having quite the effect. Now there was an interesting go around on an issue that I think it was actually on Bill Maher as well, where they talked about the having the end zone of the Super Bowl stop racism or whatever it was end racism or hate racism or whatever it was. He says, who's that for? And that's the question. Of course, they had it taken away, whoever it was that was in charge of it. I think it might have been Trump that said, we can't put that kind of thing in. But whatever it was. Anyways, so they took that thing off the end zone. And everybody's like, oh, okay. Because the game isn't about the political statements. People want to go to the game. First of all, who is it for? A person who's not racist will look at it and say, oh, yeah, okay, well, I hate racism, but that doesn't change me. It doesn't change anything. A person who is a racist will look at it and probably be more racist because they don't like the fact that it's being shoved in their face. So who's it for? So there's other people out there who've made up their mind, haven't made up their mind yet. Oh, hate racism. Oh, okay. I guess I'll change my mind. I'll just not hate racism anymore. It doesn't have that effect. I'll tell you who it's for. The person it's for is for the people who put it on there. It is for the self-aggrandizing, virtue signaling, feel better about yourself because you're standing up, pushing back against the racism. Look at me, I'm a social warrior. I'm not a part of that racist group over there that doesn't like this kind of stuff. It's not changing hearts and minds. You're not doing the same thing with these people posting anything on Facebook. There's copy and pasting stuff. They sit there, they got a free lunch break, they got half an hour that they spend on Facebook or whatever they're doing. There's copy and pasting stuff. And all they're doing is driving a wedge between them and anybody else that disagrees with them. You are putting yourself into a box. You're not having a conversation. You're throwing stuff out in front of people's faces, and you're driving people away from you. That is no way to win people's hearts and minds. Have a discussion. Get some education first, and get educated, and then have an educational, a mature adult conversation about this stuff. Just have some reason, thinking and reasoning. And listen to both sides. Don't just listen to one side all day long. Oh, you people just listen to Fox News all the time. Oh, just listen to Fox News. I got to tell you, Fox News has a much more balanced, now, except for, you know, Scott Jennings on CNN, actually bringing the other side once in a while. You don't get that on CNN and MSNBC and even ABC and CBS. You don't get it. You get a one-sided, already narrated, propagandized view on everything. That's what you get. And folks, I think people are they're just tuned out. They're tired of it. They're sick of it. And Fox News, yeah, okay, Fox News might have, especially their commentators. I can't stomach Sean Hannity much anymore. The more I learn about this guy, the less I like him, but okay, so he's not really a Trumper either. Of course, then you got Laura Ingraham and all the other people that are on there. And these people are not necessarily in the tank. They're more establishment Republicans, which are it's the same thing. You're not hearing the Republicans coming out and defending Donald Trump at all and what he's doing. Establishment's back. They're just kind of keeping it quiet because they're on the take too on some of this stuff. I guarantee you some of this money can be channeled back to some of those people. Folks, continue to pray for our nation, pray for our president, pray for each other, and let's just have a civil conversation. God bless. Have a great day.